Humphead Rass. Simone was rippling with anxiety. There was a pending celebration that had been in the works for her entire life. The 9 years previous had been packed with unpredictable adventure, getting lost in the coral, swimming too deep, and flirting with the filthy surface. But as the sun set and the moon snuck its way into existence, Simone knew that the young life she was familiar with was about to change drastically. Simone grew up without parents. Before she was born, Simone's parents disappeared out of the blue water. The elderfish suspected it was good old temptation that killed them. But elderfish always suspect temptation because most are pimple-minded idiots who never explored anything but their own gills. The temptation the elders were talking about is called the transcongenial sandbar, which is famous among humpheads for separating the warm water from the cold water in the Indo-Pacific Ocean. Cold water means a couple of things to a young one: deep, dark, and unknown. And for generations of humpheads, unknown means death. That's why the elders are always so neurotic about the cold water. But it is the youth's jam. They love to flutter around the cold water when they transition or want to breed. The frigid darkness adds another level of adventure as they discover themselves and others. But the cold water is also where most of the line attacks occur. And that's probably what happened to Simone's parents. A death line took them to the surface forever. Now, Simone wasn't the fastest swimmer or the biggest fish, but she was powerful. Her power was unique, and the elderfish suspected it in spades, but Simone never admitted to it. Most were just jealous. See, Simone had the ability to predict the future, and that's why she was just rippling with anxiety around the celebration. Simone knew all about transitioning. She had seen a few other fish in the school turn male. Most of the school kept some aspects of their early female life, but to be fully male meant losing everything she'd known. She saw her future and knew that without her other half, she would lose her secret power to predict the future. How would she navigate the upcoming years of intense coursework, communicating honesty, and all the fear surrounding the future of the school? How would he survive and know how to avoid the death lines? Without the ability to tell the future, Simone was going to have to live in the unknown. As the minutes ticked toward seconds, the tide began pulling on Simone's soul. Her anxiety was shifting and pulsing in pure terror. In the fog of the moment, Simone noticed the elders start to surround her. A flurry of fins turned the cold current warm, and Simone's new life had begun. Simon would have to live in the present.
Humphead Rass, also known as the Napoleon fish, is an enormous fish growing well over 6 feet long and weighing over 400 pounds. The Rass has thick, full lips as well as a hump on its forehead which becomes more prominent throughout its lifetime. Found throughout the Indo-Pacific Ocean, some individuals have been observed to live over 30 years. They are also protogenous hermaphrodites, with some members of the population transitioning to male at about 9 years old. The factors controlling the timing of sex change are not yet known. The humphead wrasse is one of the most expensive live reef fish in the world and is a delicacy in places like Malaysia, the Philippines, Indonesia, and Sabah, Malaysia, which are also its three largest exporters. In Southeast Asia, live reef fish trade continues to be a significant problem as poachers often resort to illegal and destructive fishing methods that threaten the region's food security as well as its reefs. Being an advocate for endangered species is important, most of all for species like the humphead wrasse that are considered delicacies or luxury foods. You can help by supporting conservation of endangered species and by avoiding consuming food that includes endangered fish, such as the wrasse. Check out the guides at Seafood Watch to learn more about sustainable seafood at seafoodwatch.org. The site has both principal guides and digital smartphone apps. Conservation action can start close to home by making sustainable seafood choices and supporting endangered species conservation worldwide. The Los Angeles Zoo proudly supports Endangered, Short Tales for the Nearly Forgotten. As a world-class conservation organization and recreation destination in the heart of Los Angeles, the LA Zoo connects people with nature every day as they work to save species all over the world. To learn more about their commitment to wildlife and the diverse communities they serve, please visit www.lazoo.org.